From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Monday, December 29th. A legal fight is brewing in Butte County over the public's right to see certain records related to officer-involved shootings. NSPR's Andre Bayek has more on an investigative journalist who's taking several law enforcement agencies to court.
Journalist Dave Waddell has written extensively about local police shootings for the online news outlet Chico Soul. His work relies on documents he requests under the California Public Records Act, the law that guarantees access to government records.
It's probably the main tool I use.
Now, he's suing the district attorney's office, sheriff's office, and Chico Police Department for alleged violations of that law. His complaint was filed in Butte County Superior Court last week. It claims these agencies improperly delayed releasing records in five shootings from 2022 to 2025. It also alleges some were wrongly redacted and others were illegally withheld altogether. Waddell says government agencies like police departments often deny handing over possibly revealing documents by citing an exemption in the law.
But after a while, you learn a few things and you find out these excuses don't hold water legally, and you can press them for the detail that will get to the honest truth about something.
This isn't the first time Waddell has taken a law enforcement agency to court over public records. He won a settlement against Chico Police in 2022 that resulted in the release of hundreds of shooting documents and reimbursement for his $40,000 in attorney's fees. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
The Tehama County Sheriff's Office issued a public statement refuting claims of illegal cooperation with ICE, citing an incident this month where two individuals voluntarily came to the jail lobby. The story in question was by Northern California news site, anewscafe.com. The office says that its personnel acted entirely within the bounds of California statutes, specifically the California Values Act and the Truth Act. They say that local assistance limits to federal immigration authorities did not apply because the individuals were never formally placed in secure custody and remained in a public area. Looming federal cuts to food and health care programs are putting new pressure on counties across the North State. The changes are part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill Act, and while they don't take effect until 2026, NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports county officials say the uncertainty is already forcing them to prepare.
The measure cuts nearly $1 trillion from Medicaid and billions from food assistance. It's a major concern in the North State, where nearly half of residents in California's first congressional district rely on subsidized health care, and hunger rates are higher than most of the state. County officials say the concern isn't just how big the cuts are, but how and when the changes will roll out.
So it's a very uncertain time to sit in and space to be in, and the potential impacts to our community, both for our clients and our staff, are pretty heavy.
That's Tiffany Rowe. She runs the Butte County's Department of Employment and Social Services. She says the changes would bring new work requirements and more frequent eligibility renewals, adding paperwork and pressure for county staff.
Do we have enough staff? Can we afford to hire staff? Will we receive any additional funding for these additional workloads?
Rowe estimates the changes could cost Butte County at least an additional $1.3 million a year. Officials in Shasta County say tight budgets have already led to a hiring freeze as they prepare for added costs. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Christopher Witcher has been sentenced to life in prison without parole for a fatal stabbing at a Redding transitional housing facility last year. Witcher pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and other charges in the death of Donna Kathleen Ceremony. He also injured three others. The attack happened during a staff meeting, and Witcher was arrested later that day after fleeing the scene. The Plumas County Board of Supervisors voted to expand recycling services in the region. Curbside recycling will now be offered in East Quincy, where it wasn't available before. According to reporting by the Plumas Sun, the county has contracted with Feather River Disposal, a division of waste management. Under the new rate plan, rates for downtown Quincy residents will increase 39%, according to the paper. Service begins in the new year. And those are your headlines for Monday, December 29th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.